You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. It's time to send you off to the weekend. And as we have every Friday this summer, we're checking in with Brenda Wright from the Juno Audubon Society. It is hard to believe, but we never run out of different birds to talk about. Hello, Brenda.
Hi, Rhonda. It's nice to talk to you again.
Yes, and I'm always curious about what kind of birds your binoculars are focused on.
Yeah, well, right now, this is a perfect time to go wherever the salmon are because the gang's all there. Everybody, all the gulls, all the shorebirds, all the eagles, everything that can possibly enjoy a salmon is where they are. If you don't have an easy access place, try DiPAC. They're all there too.
So is it comical to watch them sometimes?
Oh my gosh, you know, they do tend to fight a little bit. Or can I share that? No. Can I steal it from you? I'll try 14 times.
So if you're not fast enough to get a good picture, at least you can be entertained by all of this.
Oh my, yes. It's very, very entertaining. And because they're so busy trying to get more of the fish for each individual bird, you can often get a lot closer and a lot better view of some really nice birds.
Ha ha. So they're distracted then. So you have picked three birds to spotlight this week.
Yep. We have two that live with us all year round and one that likes to be here a lot, but leaves for just a short time in the summer to nest other places. So we'll start off with that one, the Northern Shoveler. This is a duck. It's a dabbler, just like the mallard, which means it's got a really interesting bill that helps it filter out small insects and invertebrates in the water. And so it's often totally with its head underneath and its rump sticking up, trying to get something good to eat in the tidal area.
What kind of a sound does it make?
Well, it's very duck-like, not an aria from the opera.
All right, let's listen. So we have another water bird for our program this week, the great blue heron.
Yes, this is our tallest bird in our town. It's almost 3 feet tall, and it totally loves eating fish. You'll see it mostly with its feet just up in the ankle-high water, waiting for the tide to bring a nice big slurpy fish for it. Most interesting to some folks is that they like to nest in a rookery in a tree, and a tall, skinny bird with very thin legs seems a little strange when you see it standing in a tree.
Is this a bird that travels widely across the world?
Yes, the herons are a worldwide kind of bird. This one, for sure, is all over North America. And the ones that are farther south, some of them they call great herons, those are white. Ours are blue. And even though it's quite chilly, because we have good tides here, we often have them all year round. Even though the water is very cold, there's still unfrozen water for them to fish in.
That's interesting. So we're very lucky because in a lot of other places, they're gone just visiting for a short time.
Yes, indeed. They do like fresh water a lot, but there's plenty of good food in our salt water here.
Do the great blue herons have a distinctive sound?
Yes, they do. It sounds like a creaking door.
A creaking door. Here we go. So what are the herons doing right now?
Well, most of them have been able to fledge their young. And so just like a lot of other birds, you'll see one adult or one bird that's being begged by others, even though they're standing in the same place where they could put their bill down and catch a fish.
So our last bird is the black turnstone.
Yes, this is a small shorebird that lives with us all winter also. And just like many shorebirds, it likes to have company all the time. So you almost never, ever see one by itself. A dozen or two dozen or even three dozen is not uncommon. They like to be on the little rocky islets and points at low tide because they like barnacles and things that they can pry out of the rock. They're really quite showy when they're flying because of the black and white wing pattern.
So what's distinctive about the turnstone's personality, aside from the fact that they hang out in groups?
Well, you know, I think that's the most important part. They like to talk to each other a lot. So when they're busy eating, they're still talking to each other. I'm here. Are you there? I'm here. I'm there. Are you? What? Where are you? So if you happen to come up on them, you're likely to see them because they're not being silent.
So let's take a listen to the Black Turnstone. So in the coming weeks, what are your recommendations for where to go to watch birds? Sounds like it's going to pick up here.
Actually, August is when we start to get our fall migration. Some birds will be coming back in small groups. We'll be seeing different kinds of sparrows and shorebirds that we don't have that live here, but they'll be passing through slowly to stock up on some good food as they travel south. So Eagle Beach or the Airport Dyke Trail are excellent places to start to see the beginning of the fall migration.
Okay. So what are your plans for the weekend?
I'm going to go back out and see if I can find the turnstones again, because when the juveniles are in the group, they just watch you and you get a very, very good look at them, especially if you're quiet, just sitting on a rock when they show up.
All right. Well, Brenda, thank you so much for joining us this week to point out a few birds and give us a better appreciation of all the wonderful wildlife that we have in Juneau. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Support for Juneau Afternoon is provided by Hanson Gress, Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, and Klingit and Haida Social Enterprises. For more information, visit ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon.